Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, John, this morning I want to talk about the top three stories, or three stories on the VFN Torch.
Ooh, okay.
If you have not yet seen the Torch, you've got to go to the Torch. You go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch. It's an excellent, excellent form of resources. And in it, what you have is article after article, things that we were talking about on VFN Radio and VFN TV, and it carries it to the next level. We'll also have in there an edited version of that specific segment. For example, say we've talked about it during our first hour, but we only talked about it, for 8 minutes or something, but it has so much stuff that you wanted to be able to hear about it. Instead of having to listen to the entire hour, you can go to the VFN Torch, type in the particular topic that you heard talked about, and listen to that 8 minutes. That 8 minutes will be sitting there waiting for you to listen to it. And not only that, you can share it with your friends. Maybe, you know, if 95% of the church, according to George Barna, will not win one person to the Lord in their entire lifespan, then you could begin to partner, we'll partner with you, and we'll begin to win them together.
Yeah, that's right.
Just begin to share with them the manna, the rhema, the articles. There's funny things, interesting things, educational things, constitutional things. Things are just everyday life. You know, we just got to be normal. We just got to be normal and get past all this, you know, religious garb, lying white cup, white cup, outside the cup stuff, and just start working about the inside of the cup. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
And exercise. And I want to talk about three stories, and the one that I really, really enjoyed, John, is the one that you were beginning to share, but you got nowhere fully into it because there was so little time when you were hosting the program the other day. But it was about, you know, Billy Graham. And it was so beautiful. I got a chance to hear the whole interview, and it's in the top three today. You got to take a moment. You got to go there. You got to go to the VFN Torch and just you'll see it. You can type in, you know, Billy Graham, but it's Reverend Billy Graham's letter of heartache to a deceived America. It's his letter, and that there it is. That's what we're just talking about in the first hour. But he also shares about his life and wisdom. If you're a minister out there and you're wondering, what will be some great wisdom for you? He's 93 years old. He's lived his life. He's seen. He's done. You know.
He's got fruit.
He's got fruit. He's a humble man. Pat and I read the book Leading with Graham. You know, he's an authentic, normal person that loves God. And he talks about some simple things that you need to know. Do I have that? Where'd that be at? Is that can you pull that up? I think I have it over here. You got to hear, you know, the thing they asked him was, you know, what would be an advice for, you know, for ministers, right? Talk about that, John.
Yeah, you know, Billy Graham is he's being interviewed, and he has this now word for the nation, and they asked him, you know, what type of advice would you give ministers entering the ministry today? What type of advice would you give them? And I mean, just right off the top of his spirit, he says, you know, I would basically study more, which is a really abiding thing he's talking about, spending time with God, and I would spend more time in prayer. And she says, well, you know, you've been all over the world, and you've done all these meetings, and you've done all these crusades, and you wouldn't speak more? And he says, no. He says, I would continue the crusades, but I wouldn't have done all of the other conferences and all the other invitations and all the other places, because he understood that, you know, you just need more of God. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you that if you're in the ministry today and you have a desire to be in the ministry, you know, you may have a temptation to feel that you need to study more, you need to learn more and get more knowledge, if you will, spiritual knowledge. But what you need is an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. I mean, you need to be in the school of the Holy Spirit. You need to be at Jesus's feet and reading his word and allowing God, to interact with you through his word and to speak life to you. Because if you're going to be in front of God's people, you need to know what he's saying. You need to know what God, mm-hmm. and God is always speaking. You know, John 10 says, my sheep know my voice. And we're raising up ministers that hear his voice.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about. I'll tell you, if you want a simple plan and you want to know about spending time with the Lord and hearing his voice, you go to iabide.org.
Yeah, listen to Greta. He asked this question, right? She asked Greta Wire on Fox News. She asked this question about ministers. Listen to what Greta asked them right here. Asked the Reverend Billy Graham.
If you have any advice for young preachers today, what's the advice?
Spend more time in study and prayer. That's the secret of successful evangelism. If you neglect that, you've neglected the very heart of God's call to you. Now,
think about that. He's talking about abiding. He's going to abide, you know, and he talks in detail. You can find that out. It's what John's talking about on the VFN Torch. Hear the whole interview. Don't miss this. You know, of all the times we need to hear wisdom. And you can find it's Reverend Billy Graham's letter from the heart to a deceived America on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com.
Listen to the radio segment as well. The radio segment talks about what's going on in the nation and the moral decline and what you just mentioned about the abortions and taking Jesus out of prayer. It's an eye-opener. Yeah. It's a call to repentance.
Always click on and listen to. You can listen with your iPhones or iPads, Androids, on your computers and all that. On the top three is church is an organism, not an organization. You got to get that. It's time for us to get past the learning curve and just do what God says. And that begins a conversation. We have so much to talk about with that. And also with that article, you know, go into the Torch and look for original intent of the church and begin to listen and read those articles. And finally, victory, shield, guard, and protection. We're talking about the wisdom of God and that wisdom moment that if we walk with God, no matter what, God will protect us. God will keep us. God will shield us. And he will give us victories, his victories that he planned for us and predestined for us before the foundations of the earth. That's the top three from the VFN Torch. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.